In the United States, President Barack Obama has warned Donald Trump that he can't govern the country, in his words, like a family business. In a TV interview, the outgoing president said that in many ways he and his successor are polar opposites, though he conceded that a fresh pair of eyes in the Oval Office might be useful. Meanwhile, top advisors to the president-elect say that Mr. Trump does accept the conclusions of an intelligence report that accuses the Russians of hacking into the Democratic Party's computer service and trying to influence the outcome of last November's presidential election. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, with more.
11 days left in office, and after 8 years in the White House, you can excuse Barack Obama for being a bit wistful about where his life stands. On Tuesday, he'll make his farewell address to the nation at McCormick Place in Chicago, on the very spot where his presidential bid was first launched 10 years ago. He's also giving farewell interviews, including one broadcast by ABC, in which he said he'd had a series of cordial phone calls with his successor, but was offering Donald Trump one central piece of advice.
As soon as you walk into this office after you've been sworn in, you're now in charge of the largest organization on earth. You can't manage it the way you would manage a family business. You have to have a strong team around you. You have to have respect for institutions and the process to make good decisions, because you are inherently reliant on other folks.
It is still unclear precisely what role top members of the Trump family will play in running the nation's affairs and how Donald Trump plans to overcome laws banning nepotism here. The idea that the Twitter-obsessed president-elect needs reminding about the scale of the job he's about to undertake is a reminder that many Americans are still deeply concerned about whether he's got the maturity needed to lead. Only last week, Vice President Joe Biden urged Donald Trump to grow up and show that he understands the enormous responsibilities that are about to fall on his shoulders. President Obama said that in his phone conversations with his successor, it's become clear that Mr. Trump is not steeped in policy.
I think that can be both a strength and a weakness. I think it depends on how he approaches it. If it gives him fresh eyes, then that can be valuable. But it also requires you knowing what you don't know.
The man who is about to become America's 45th president spent the weekend in characteristic style, weighing in via Twitter on a variety of issues and asserting that only stupid people think it's a bad idea for the US and Russia to improve their relationship and work together battling global problems. In fact, there are many seasoned policy hands in Washington, including top Republicans, who worry that Mr. Trump seems strangely beguiled by Vladimir Putin. Reince Priebus, the next White House chief of staff, broke one bit of news, telling Fox that his boss now accepts the verdict of U.S. intelligence about the Russian leader's role trying to sway last November's election.
He accepts the fact that Russia and other entities engage in cyber attacks in the United States.
But those words were not spoken by Donald Trump himself. He continues to blame the Democrats for allowing their computer servers to be hacked, ascribing far more blame to the victims than to the Russian perpetrators. This week, we'll get to see a lot more of the men and women Mr. Trump wants to serve in his cabinet. Confirmation hearings begin on Capitol Hill for the next Attorney General, Secretary of State, and CIA Director, among others. A week of tough questioning for them, with Democrats poised to ask them why on earth they would want to serve in a Trump administration. Simon Marks, 938 Live, Washington.